If you're one of those people who sometimes goes to work only to find you were supposed to be off, well, consider not going into work today because it is Columbus Day, a holiday that many people forget. If you do get Columbus Day off, you are definitely in the minority, though. The Society of Human Resource Management asked more than 400 organizations what days they give off for their employees, and they gave them a list of Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Memorial Day.
We offered about 15 different options for this particular question, and Columbus Day was toward the bottom of the list at 9% of organizations saying that they would provide that day off.
Frank Scanlon is a spokesperson for the Society of Human Resource Management.
Really just depends on the organization, the culture that they have, whether or not they follow, they have a policy where they follow the federal government's schedule for holidays during the year, on whether or not they would provide Columbus Day off.
More than 90% of organizations give their employees Christmas and Thanksgiving off, but only 9% make Columbus Day a holiday for workers, even though the second Monday in October has been a federal holiday since 1971. People are off here in Washington, D.C. Now, MBA students might spend their Columbus Day studying or catching up on reading or cheating. According to a new survey published by the Academy of Management, Learning, and Education Journal, MBA students, business students, are the biggest cheats of all graduate students, and that's the last word on business today. 56% admit to acts such as plagiarism, using crib notes on tests, and downloading essays on the internet. It happens even though business schools have introduced compulsory ethics courses after recent corporate scandals. The report's author says he's not only surprised by the prevalence of cheating, but how willing these students are to admit it.